Welcome to the Sports Report. For Tuesday, August 6th, I'm Mark Daniels. Another dark day for Major League Baseball as Commissioner Bud Selig announcing more suspensions related to the Biogenesis scandal. 12 players have been suspended 50 games for their roles in the case. They include Nelson Cruz, Everett Cabrera, Johnny Peralta, Antonio Bastardo, Sergio Escalonia, Francisco Cervelli, Jordany Valdespin, Jesus Montero, Cesar Puello, Fernando Martinez, Faustino De Los Santos, and Jordan Norberto. Also on the list is Alex Rodriguez, suspended not only for the rest of this season, but for all of 2014. But unlike the first 12 players, Rodriguez plans to appeal. He was in the lineup for the Yankees game Monday night in Chicago against the White Sox.
Obviously disappointing with the news today, no question about it. But what we've always fought for is for the process, and I think we have that.
That appeal is to be heard within the next 10 days by an arbitrator who will then have 25 days to render a decision. That list of players joins Ryan Braun, who was the first to be suspended over the Biogenesis scandal. Adam Dunn of the Chicago White Sox says, while baseball's doing its best, there may be no stopping the cheaters.
I mean, these guys are thinking that what they're doing and all this stuff, they're not going to get caught, and apparently, you know, they're wrong. So, you know, hopefully this is the last we'll ever hear of things like this, but my guess is probably won't be.
Biogenesis scandal having implications that reach all the way into the Fox Valley. Stan Bayman is with the Fox City Sports Authority. They've decided to remove the plaque at Alex Rodriguez Field at the USA Youth Sports Complex.
Well, it's sad from the aspect that you try to do something great for the community and you really want to go up there and promote things and then see that something like this happen. But I guess that's what they call life. Things get in the way and you just pick up and move on.
Now to the Major League scoreboard. The Milwaukee Brewers opening up a 9-game road trip in San Francisco, falling to the Giants on Monday night by a score of 4-2. Brewers grabbed a 1-0 lead and a Juan Francisco RBI double. The Giants tied the game, and then in the eighth, they rallied for three runs. Jeff Francoeur with a go-ahead RBI single, and Jeff Bianchi committing an error, allowing two more runs to score. Francisco would add a solo home run in the night, but the Brewers have dropped 4 out of 5. Willy Peralta will face Matt Cain in Game 2 of the series on Tuesday night. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2 at Busch Stadium. Zach Greinke, his 9th win of the year, also helped himself with an RBI. A.J. Ellis and the Dodgers have now won 15 straight games on the road.
There's a great crowd tonight, that electric atmosphere, and I think we kind of thrive on that, you know, us against the stadium type mentality where we really come together as a ball club. You know, it brings out the best in ourselves, and you know, we just have a lot of professional guys and just try to make it really hard on the opposing team up and down the lineup.
And that's two away from the Major League record for consecutive road victories. The Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 3-2. Justin Upton with a home run in the top of the eighth, giving the Braves their 11th straight victory, and they have now stretched out to a 13.5 game lead over the second-place Nationals. But Upton says we've got to keep pushing.
The goal every season is to win as many ball games as you can, so I don't care what kind of lead we got to come out and win every night, and you know, that's our goal. So you know, at this point, this, you know, every series is big.
Toronto Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners in the American League action 3-1. Rangers over the Angels 5-2. Mentioned the White Sox and the Yankees. Chicago winning it 8-1. Alex Rios with 4 RBIs. Rodriguez, by the way, went 1-for-4 with a strikeout in that game. Kansas City got 5 RBIs from Eric Hosmer in beating Minnesota 13-0. The Royals have won 12 out of 13. Houston blanked Boston 2-0. And the Detroit Tigers beat the Cleveland Indians 4-2. Alex Avila with a 3-run home run in the top of the ninth. He took Chris Perez over the wall.
It's important to see how he's going after other guys, but also to see how good his command is and what he's using to get guys out with. You know, with him, like most guys, I mean, he's a two-pitch guy, fastball and slider, and you know, was struggling with his command a little bit.
Tigers now have 4 games over the Indians in the American League Central Division. In minor league baseball, the Timber Rattlers played Beloit at Fox City Stadium. The Snappers scored 3 runs in the top of the ninth to take a 5-1 lead, but Wisconsin came all the way back. Five runs in the bottom of the ninth. Michael Reed with a two-out, two-run walk-off RBI single. The Green Bay Bullfrogs beat Wisconsin 3-1 in their home finale at Joanne Stadium. Garrett Harrison went six scoreless innings. Brian Burleson with a couple of doubles. Last six Northwoods League games on the road for the Bullfrogs. The Sheboygan A's beat Appleton 8-1 in game one of the Northeast Wisconsin League semifinal playoff series. Pounded out 13 hits in the victory. Harry Stelt had three RBIs. Derek Lumens went six scoreless innings, allowing only two hits. Game two of that best-of-three series at Wildwood Park at 7:30 on Tuesday night. And now to the Green Bay Packers. They have signed 30-year-old quarterback Vince Young to come in and compete for the backup job behind Aaron Rodgers. The former number one pick of the Tennessee Titans will battle Graham Harrell and B.J. Coleman for the job. Young spent his first five seasons in the NFL with the Titans going 30-17 as a starter, but ran into some issues both on and off the field with then-head coach Jeff Fisher. He left for Philadelphia to be a backup in 2011. Young last was in the NFL in training camp last summer, but was cut by the Buffalo Bills just before the regular season began. With Brian Bulaga now on the shelf with a torn ACL that could end his season, Packers looking for a new starting left tackle. Fourth-round draft choice David Bakhtiari out of the University of Colorado is expected to get a whole lot more reps.
I have no idea. I mean, right now, I thought I was taking a lot of reps, so more, you know. I mean, the more the merrier, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, right now they still have me. I'm doing second string left and then third string right.
He may be first string left tackle before all is said and done. Offensive line coach James Campen says a week into training camp, he has no complaints.
He has a big upside. You know, how far he's going to go with it, it's up to him. He's a guy that challenges himself to go and get the job done. So I think that one of his biggest assets, he's a realistic person. And he understands there's a process, and he takes advantage of every rep.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers have opened up their fall camp for first-year head coach Gary Anderson.
I am very excited about the opportunity to get to the first practice and move through every day. Every day counts, but it's an exciting time for myself, the staff, and you know, I think the kids are ready to roll also.
Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel could be entering more hot water. ESPN reports a prominent autograph broker on eBay was told by Manziel's personal assistant that the Heisman Trophy winner would no longer sign autographs without compensation. That broker says Nate Fitch had Manziel sign around 50 items for him before the Aggies played Alabama last season, signed about 200 more items a few days later. NASCAR Sprint Cup driver Tony Stewart recovering at an Iowa hospital after being involved in a four-car wreck during a sprint race at the Southern Iowa Speedway. Stewart was leading the 30-lap race at the time, but was spun out and turned four, sent tumbling. Track officials say the three-time Sprint Cup champion was conscious before being placed on a stretcher. He also had a sprint car wreck last week at the Oswegatchie Speedway in Ontario, Canada. And the NBA will be releasing its full schedule tonight. It'll be revealed on NBA TV during a special that will air at 6 o'clock Eastern. A few games on the schedule have already been leaked. There's a report that the Heat and Lakers will square off on Christmas Day, and the defending champions will open up the season against the Chicago Bulls. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.